He sent out a warning to these individuals as well, not just to those alone. For he says, "We were waiting for you, so that through our teachings and warnings we could reform you and separate you from their company. Then, when only those who are beyond help are left, we can punish them after we see that you've truly distanced from them. Because right now, you do obey, but not entirely." "And yet, if you had acted now," someone says, "you would have accomplished more." "Not at all, because if I had done it now, I would have included you in the punishment. However, we needed to punish them, indeed, but to spare you. Although if I had spared them, I would have seemed to be doing it out of favor. But what I really want is to improve you first, and then to take action against them." What heart could be more tender than the apostle's? He desired to land the blow, but refrained, holding back his anger until these individuals had pulled away so that he could strike only them, although not even them, actually. He threatened this and claimed he wished to only punish them so that they, too, might change out of fear and he wouldn't have to vent his anger on anyone. Just like a very skilled doctor, a common father, a guardian and protector, he did everything, looking out for everyone, removing obstacles, stopping those spreading harm, rushing about everywhere. For he did not accomplish his mission through conflict, but rather as if he was approaching a simple and easy victory, he erected his monuments of victory, undermining, pulling down, demolishing the defenses and strategies of the devil and the demons, directing all the spoils of war toward Christ's camp. He didn't even pause for a breather, leaping from one group to the next, and from them to others, acting like a very talented general and raising victory monuments every day or even every hour. For armed with nothing more than a humble tunic, the excellency of Paul's speech allowed him to capture his enemies' cities along with their warriors and weapons of bows, spears, and darts.